Well, greetings to you today in Jesus' name. This is Steve Clark, and this is day 6 in this 7-day series about God is able. So for this week, for the daily inspiration, we're looking at 7 things that the New Testament says that God is able to do. On the 26th, we saw that God was able to raise up children of Abraham from ordinary river stones. I just encourage you to go back and listen to day 26. It's also the introduction for this series and how God did fulfill the words of John the Baptist when he told those Jews who came to be baptized, "Bring forth therefore fruits worthy of repentance, and begin not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham." So if you have questions about the new birth, okay, well, that was day 26. And then on the 27th, if you have questions about the new birth, what it means to be born again, or if you want to be born again, you want to be born of God, born from above, I encourage you to listen to that day 27. That I tried to make it very clear how a person is saved. On day 28, we saw how God is able to keep his promises. So God is able to, day 27 was God is able to save us to the uttermost. Day 28, how God is able to keep his promises. And on the first day of the month, how God is able to answer our prayers. And on the second is how God is able to keep our soul and also keep our work that we do for him. That's where Paul said that God is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. And so today, for our verse about God is able, we're going to turn to Hebrews chapter 2, and I'm going to read a few verses there. First, starting with verse 14, Hebrews 2:14, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, or for as much as we people are made of flesh and blood, he also, Jesus also himself likewise took part of the same. He became flesh and blood. He wasn't, he didn't come as an angel. He came as flesh and blood, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. So when Jesus died on the cross, he destroyed the one who had the power of death, that is the devil. Actually, it was when he rose from the dead. He died on the cross, but then he rose from the dead and he destroyed the power of death. He destroyed the one who had the power of death, the devil. Verse 15, and delivered them who, through fear of death, were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Many people are in fear of death. I hear that in people's testimonies that they were afraid to die. They wanted to get right with the Lord. If you're afraid to die, if you're a fear of death, you can be saved. And I encourage you to listen to day 27 of the daily inspiration here. Verse 18. For verily he, Jesus, took not on him the nature of angels, didn't come as an angel, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. He came as a man. He came as a human being. Verse 17, wherefore, in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren. He wanted to be made like us, with flesh and blood, with being able to be tempted and being able to feel pain and to feel sorrow and hurting and suffering and all those kind of things. It behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, like unto human beings, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in all things pertaining to God. He was tempted in all things like we are, but yet he didn't sin. And he went through the temptation in the wilderness when the devil tempted him on those 3 points and probably many other points in the wilderness when he was tempted. Jesus was tempted in all things like we are, yet he didn't sin. But he could have. I believe he could have sinned, but he didn't. He chose not to sin. He chose to say yes to God and no to the devil. That's what we can do also. We can make a choice to say yes to God and no to the devil. We don't have to be walking in darkness, walking in sin. He says if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. He says if we walk in the Spirit, we're not going to fulfill the lust of the flesh. And so he was a faithful high priest in all things pertaining to God to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. That's what he did when he died on the cross. When he rose from the dead, he conquered death. He conquered the fear of death for us. Verse 18, for in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. And that's our verse there, that he is able to succor. I'm not even exactly sure how you say that. It's an old English word. We don't use it anymore, I don't think. But it means to help. He's able to help them that are tempted. Jesus, he's a merciful and faithful high priest. He didn't come to this earth as an angel, but as a man. He was tempted in the wilderness. He was tempted in all things like we are. And in Psalms 103, it says, like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. And it says there that the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. So when you are tempted to fear, when you are tempted to lust, when you are tempted to get angry, when you are tempted to be proud or to lie or to love the world or to be critical of others or to give place to the devil or to be lazy or to overeat or to disbelieve, we have one that will help us. It says that he will help them that are tempted. He's able to help us when we're tempted. He was tempted in all things, and he's able to help us who are tempted. And that's an inspiration to me. That's an encouragement to me. Jesus will help us when we are tempted, but we need to ask him, and we need to cry out to him if we're tempted, not to go into the thing, but to ask him to help us. Deliver me from that lust. Deliver me from that temptation. Deliver me from the love of the world. Deliver me from being critical to others. We need to do our part, and he will do his part. He will help them who are tempted. So that's my encouragement for us today. Thank you for calling in to the Daily Inspiration, and I just pray for us here. Father, I do pray for each one that's listening to this message. And for myself, Lord, that as we are tempted, we go through life, and there is temptations that come our way. But, Lord, I pray that you would help us. I believe that you will. Your word says that you're able to help us when we're tempted. And I pray that you would help each one that's listening when they're tempted to make the right choices, to make the good choices, the choices that say yes to God and no to the devil. Lord, I do thank you and ask your blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.